Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
Turn with me in your Bibles, the book of 2 Peter. And I'm going to start reading verse 1. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, and through the knowledge of him who calls us by the glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. But also, for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to your knowledge self-control, self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. And if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even in blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you bless this message. Lord, I pray that you open our minds and our hearts. But Lord, help me to give it in the way that you gave it to me. And we'll give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever went to bed at night and had a dream? Some of you have. I don't dream very often. When I do, it's probably because I had pizza. You know? And I remember when I was young, sometimes there would be a nightmare. And that was something that would scare you. And when I graduated high school, I had a few of those. The war was going on in Vietnam. I had friends who were dying. And we didn't know what tomorrow would bring. Seemed like we were missing out on everything that was at home and everything that was going on. But there are a few times when a dream is given from God. I think sometimes when we try to interpret a dream and we think that it's from God, we're reaching and going beyond what God's trying to tell us. I think sometimes we're wishful thinking and trying to make a dream into something God said. But I had a dream last week. And very seldom do I remember them. But I remember this dream last week. And the dream was that I went into this big market. And there wasn't groceries for sale. And there wasn't clothes for sale. And there wasn't books for sale. It was all the attributes of God that were in there. And you would walk by and it would be like a cloud. And if you needed healing, the healing was there. And if you needed peace, the peace was there. And if you needed perseverance, perseverance was there. If whatever you needed faith, faith was there. And as you walk through this market, you could gather up anything that God had for you. And you could collect it. Of course, you had to pay. Like any market, there was a register and people were paying. And the dream ended. Then Monday night I had another dream. And it was the same dream. Only this time I wasn't in a market. Michael, this time I was in a library. And I was in a library and they had all the same things in there that was in the first place that I went. There was a store. And if I needed some love, it would be there in a little cloud and I'd just take it. If I needed some joy, it was over here and I'd just grab it. Because in this place, this library was the same as it was in the market. The only difference was I didn't have to pay for the books. I didn't have to pay for these things that God had for me. All I had to do was check them out. Again, I thought it was probably just pizza. So Friday, I was working on my sermon for today and worked on it yesterday morning. And then last night, I went over it, and it was a good sermon, 9 pages. And I thought, I need to cut that down to about 3 pages of notes. And I finished up probably around 9:30 or 10 o'clock and went to bed and felt very good. And I had another dream. And I knew when I woke up this morning, I understood the first two because I understood the third one. So this morning, I just thought I would tell you all three of them. See, the first dream was the Old Testament, where when you went in to get the things of God and the blessings of God, you would take a goat, or you'd take a lamb, or you'd take a dove. And you'd sacrifice it. And that sacrifice would bring you into the holiness of God, signifying that you had given something. It went all the way back to Cain and Abel, where Abel sacrificed the lamb, signifying the blood of Christ that was to come. Cain sacrificed the fruits and vegetables, which wouldn't pay the price. You ever go in a store and go up to the counter and not have enough money? I've done that. It's a little embarrassing when you have to put something back. It's a little embarrassing when you look around and you know that you needed something and you couldn't get it. The Old Testament was kind of that way. But there are Christians today that still want to live in the Old Testament. You say, God, if my ball team will just win this game, I'll go to church the next 4 Sundays. God, if you will heal my grandma, I'll start tithing. God, if you do this, it's all pay, pay, pay. That's Old Testament. It's bargaining with God. It's like, God is no, he isn't here to bargain. He's here to tell us how to get to heaven, how you get from here to eternal life, how you get from here to the kingdom of God. Then he showed me the second dream. The second dream is where a lot of us in Christianity today get stuck. And that second dream was in a library where somebody had already paid for everything in there. That's New Testament, right? Jesus Christ died on the cross. He paid that we can have the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the meekness, the understanding. We can have the brotherly love and the fellowship. We can have all the things of God because Jesus died on the cross. And when we need them, we go in and we check them out. We go in and we grab it and we say, God, I need this. And we go to church and we say, God, I need that. And then we go out and we say, wow, that was good. I needed that refreshing, that power. I needed that strength that I got from God, that because he paid it all. Then I had a dream last night. I was in the same building, only I wasn't in a market, and I wasn't in a library. I was in my Father's house. You know what God told me? Everything here is yours because it's mine. You are my child. You can have the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the meekness, the temperance. You never have to leave my house. I will take care of you. I will clothe you. You can lay aside your worries. You can lay aside death. You're never going to die. But you have eternal life. Christians, God wants us today not to see him as a church, as a library, not to see it as a place that's a store. He wants to see it as his house. He wants us. We are the church. We are part of him, and we dwell in his house, and every place I go, I take his house with me. That's why when Peter, when he had walked down the street, men would lay in his shadows so that they could be healed. That's why they took pieces of his cloth, of his clothing, and take them to people to be healed. Because every place he went, it was his Father's house. It was his Father's domain. We never have to leave God's house. We never have to bargain with God again. If you do this or you do that, God, I will. Because we've already said, I will. Let thy will be done. I have surrendered unto you. That's what eternal life is. No wonder Paul could say, in shackles, I'm a free man. He was in his Father's house. No wonder Jesus could say when he hung on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, because he was in his Father's house. No wonder Thomas said when he looked upon his hands and his side, he said, my Lord and my God. Folks, there's a difference. And the analogy is how you look at where you're at in Christ. Do you see the church and the attributes of God as nothing more than a store where you go to bargain for something, and Lord, you do this, and I'll do this, and if you do that, and I'll do this? Or you see it a place where God died on the cross so you have everything at your fingertips, but you don't walk in it and you don't live in it? Or do you see it as in your Father's house where you walk with him and you talk with him and you tell him, I am his own? And the joy I hear falling on my ears, none other has ever known. I'm in my Father's house. And the scripture says, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you don't go there just because your heart stops. You go there because you give up this life and take on eternal life. Let's stand. Our Heavenly Father, we as men, women, and children seek a life of contentment, a life of blessing, a life of joy. Lord, we seek the things that are yours. In order to get those, we need to give up the things that are ours. For in your house, Lord, I don't need anything but you. For you'll clothe me, you'll feed me, you'll take care of me. Lord, I pray this day that everyone that's under the sound of my voice understands what it is to be part of your family and in your house. No more bargaining, it's all ours. And these things that you did, we will even do greater, you said. Make it done. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.